the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Butch Minds the Baby. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. I do not know quite how to begin this story, except to say that I wish I never have anything to do with it, because being in it takes maybe 10 years off of my life. And 10 years are just as valuable to me as any other citizen who wishes to live his time out in peace. Nevertheless, I am in it. So is Big Butch and his baby, John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. In fact, it is the baby that brings me close to Never Neverland. And how that happens, I will tell you in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and Butch Minds the Baby.
The story gets started. I am sitting in my hotel room one night, planning on spending a quiet evening with the newspaper, when I hear a knock at my door. When I open it, there stand Harry the Horse and Spanish John. Now, there is nothing wrong with these two citizens when they are in a good mood, but when they are in a bad mood, there is nothing right with them. From their looks, I can see their mood is opposite from good. Harry the Horse begins the conversation as follows.
Broadway, Spanish John and me are very tired.
Very tired, I think.
Well, I would ask you to sit down and be comfortable, but to tell you the truth, I'm just going out. In fact, my hand is on the knob when I hear your knock. Good night.
Inside, Broadway.
Yeah, inside.
Is there something the matter? With me, perhaps?
We are looking for Big Butch. Do you know where he lives?
Look, boys, you know me. I do not wish any trouble. Even if I know where Big Butch lives, which I do not.
There is nothing wrong, only that we are tired. We want Big Butch for a job in which there is as much as 10,000 fish.
10,000?
Yeah. And if Butch hears that you steer him away from such an amount of scratch, it could be he will be mad at you.
And he is very large.
Yes, he is.
Now, do you wish to tell us?
You sure there is nothing wrong?
Nothing.
On West 49th, near 10th Avenue.
What is the exact address?
That I do not recall.
Then you will take us.
But I am planning...